Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in wake this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Welcome. Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined by Mr. Cyril Dobrik and the
hey
and the Collective
sounds of Collective Soul.
Yeah, that's right. They're in the studio right now playing for us. By the way, I saw them in concert with Sammy Hagar and Pompano. Pretty good show.
They're good.
Yeah, and Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be here. Huge Collective Soul fan.
Yeah, I like that band.
I liked it when I was like, 12 or whatever.
Yeah, it was
when I had a soul.
But they played at the amphitheater with Sammy Hagar, and Sammy and Mike Anthony from the bass player used to be with Van Halen when it was a band.
The Red Rocker.
They were drinking bottles of fucking liquor like I was drinking, you know what I mean? Like a beer.
Cabo Wabo.
You know? So good to those guys. They're like 70-something years old, fucking running around. Here I'm like in my 50s. Like
that just proves it's something in the food.
Yeah, those that lifestyle.
Those people were built different.
A lot of carefree lifestyle. You think? Like, we're a rocker. Yeah, carefree life. Didn't really give a shit about anything. Just enjoyed yourself.
Yeah,
your
stress level's pretty low.
Yeah, he's not getting a lot of ulcers.
Yeah, but the guy's vascular. The rock
banging
and roll,
a lot of 19-year-olds on the tour bus.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today.
Happen.
A lot's happened. You know, we usually open the show with things that have happened, and you know, I posted on Facebook last week about an incident where another comic from South Florida reached out to my venue at Tavolino's, and you know, in all fairness, you know, in some people's eyes, I don't know what they saw, but you know, it's not like the Tavolino's and I said, "Fuck you, get lost, kiss my ass." You know, we were like, we're just not going to do weekly shows anymore.
You didn't have a falling out with the owner.
Right.
And so then they were like, well, I wish we could keep doing comedy shows, but fuck Dougie.
Yeah, it wasn't anything like that.
Right,
it was just
right.
Like, look, we've done it for 4 years. Let's settle down and do it every once every... Have a special show.
Taking a hiatus, but you still have maintain the relationship.
What's up, Craig Annie?
Keep people interested.
Yeah, exactly. So
oversaturating.
You know, and it was... You know, listen, every week, it could... You know, listen. It, you know what I mean? That's like anything. It's like hitting the ball every time you get up. That's what you got to expect because sometimes it's a bad crowd, things happen.
Yeah, you got to be consistent
right.
When you do anything.
So the idea was let's do special shows. And this isn't something I really put out to everybody and said, you know what, listen, this because I don't care. You know what I mean? If you fucking pay attention or don't. So a particular comic contacted Tavolino's and asking about doing shows there. And that's cool. Listen, everybody's got to make a living, right? This is America. Fuck. You know what I mean? You can't piss on everything and say, it's mine. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't own the venue.
This isn't a monopoly. You know, this
right.
is this free. You know, fuck
it
whatever.
It is double jeopardy, but it's
you know,
not a monopoly.
That's all cool. And that's the way, who cares? You know, good luck. Do what you need to do. But the establishment said, no.
We're happy working with Dougie.
Yeah. It's not that we got rid of Dougie. We're going to do his shows here, they're going to be. Right. So this didn't just happen once. There were several calls by this comic. All right. So that's one thing. All right. Now now here's the problem I have. This is where the line was crossed. Ciro, where the red line was crossed.
Ugh. Well, this is not Obama's administration, so let's go.
Yeah, I'm not Obama. I mean, no. So when the red line is crossed. So now what happens, this person begins to slander me.
Okay.
Questioning who I am, who I can get. People don't like me. Comics don't like me. Or, Doug doesn't have a good reputation, so he can't get real big acts. And they're like, well, we've gotten big acts here.
So this person slandered you? Did she call you?
It's
too much.
It's a female comic. Yeah, we know that.
It'll
much.
Just be weird.
She was using code. She's like DA and like.
So
dangerous one, and like everybody's like, what are you alluding to?
So she said bad things about you to other people, right. Presumably, right?
You know, it's like sometimes in the business of financial planning, you never want to be that person that says, oh, I know that guy. He's an asshole. You know, he's a jerk. I wouldn't trust that guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a professional, I've always been like, oh, they're a great company. That's a great firm. You know, by all means, I would speak to whoever you need. You know what I mean? In all fairness, I would never, I don't sit there and, if somebody asked me about a comic, if a booker asked me about a comic, okay, that let's just say is horrible comic.
Uh-huh.
And they said, hey, Doug, what do you think about so-and-so? I'd be like, yeah, you know, that's it. I would not gonna say, hey, this person sucks.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would, because that's all I need to do. I know this. All I need to do is basically say, you know.
Well, what about this, though? Let's say you're sitting around with your friends and they're talking shit about other comics. You might be like, oh, yeah, this person's terrible. I like this person. This person's coming up. Wow, this person really needs to learn how to write a joke. You know what I mean? Like, there's also, like, the blowing off steam. Or have you ever been like, hey, man, I can't believe this guy got booked. He's terrible.
Right.
When you're sitting with your friends and you expect the conversation's going to be confidential, that's a different situation than what you're talking about, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I reserve the right to talk shit about anyone.
Sure.
Among my people I trust.
The right stops at when you dial the phone number of the place that a person works with and says, hey, everybody says that guy sucks.
Right.
What do you think?
So what you're saying is she's
just wrong.
She's trying.
That's
she's just, talking to people that she doesn't even know that well and trying to spread like bad things about
your
name.
In a psychological term, she's minimizing another to strengthen her cause.
Okay.
So that, you know, that's what it boils down to. And and by the way, Max DiCelli, I haven't spoken to the comic because at this point I have spoken to the comic. I have this particular comic, and I won't mention names, but New York comics got back to me that this person was talking shit about me. Now, here's the thing about slander. Slander is bad because when you say derogatory things about people, especially these are people that are of influence or affluence or in a position of effectiveness in your career. Like, it's one thing if you tell the person that the Walgreens, hey, I hate this comic, he's an asshole. That's one thing. But if you tell somebody who hires opening acts that talks to other clubs, when a club owner says, hey, you know any new comics out there that are funny, you know, you've just taken me off the map of that just because of your shade that you're throwing.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. So if you're talking to someone who doesn't matter,
right,
or you're talking to someone who's like a friend and you're not trying to create any action that happens from that.
Right.
That's one thing.
You're just expressing your opinion.
But if you're talking to a booker or someone that...
Person of influence. Person that makes
decisions.
People that affect your financial growth.
So are you saying...
People that affect your well-being, that help you raise money for your family so you can take care of your fucking family and your loved ones. Somebody's actually impeding on that. They're effectively tarnishing your person. Now, I'm a fiduciary by profession. So this is kind of like an interesting... Because I'm somebody who's... basically trusted, you know, in a trusted position. And I have somebody out there saying, oh, this person doesn't do this. People don't like, blah, blah, blah. You know, saying all these things.
Man.
This is where the line was drawn. And here's the thing. Did this person not think that these people would tell me the shit that, you know, was being said?
So are you saying that
either that or they didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe, right.
It's one of two things. I wouldn't guess this person's that stupid in the sense that they wouldn't do that. But it seems that the same group of people, in a sense, have also reached out to other venues. Well, I'll mention venues and to booking venues.
Uh-huh.
And again, well, hey, it's a free market society. Right. Right. Zero.
Absolutely.
So, people, if you got a better fucking mousetrap, go put that mousetrap out there and try to get it. No problem with that stuff. The problem is when you go and do it and you badmouth the people around you, that these are people that you smile at and say hi to. You know, when this got back to me, I talked to this person. I said, hey, you know, word got back to me by some very worthy people that said, you know, you're talking shit about me. Hmm. And then it was like, oh, well, I love you. I think you're great. You know, I wouldn't say that. You know, this isn't the person that doesn't have the ability to be an adult. And say, well, you know, I kind of like think you're an asshole and I don't like you. So when somebody asks me, I just can't keep
just
my mouth shut.
Yeah, so
I would respect that.
Right. Like maybe, I talk some shit about you.
I would fucking respect that. Okay. Well, I understand. I don't know what the fuck your problem is, but cool. Whatever. I wouldn't give a shit.
At least you're on a level playing field at that point.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's just interesting of the fucking psychosis that you seem to be dealing with.
That's hard to say, though. Imagine that, though. You talk shit about someone, they call you up and say, hey, I heard you talking shit about it. Then you're like, yeah, I was talking shit about you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like people that do that not. Only end up being like president and stuff. You know what
right,
I mean?
It's true.
They got the balls to like call out.
Well, here, listen, in all fairness, Sony God bless like. Alan Schumann, who's a former comic here in the South Florida, who was, yeah, I would tell you and everybody would tell you, he really wasn't a comic. But, you know, the New York Comedy Club, other clubs would say, hey, this guy's good. And I said, nah. I did the same. Ah. And they're like, oh, he's not. I'm like, you know. You know, there's only so much if somebody asks, you could, you know, hey, look, the guy's not good. But I told the guy to his face, you're not good. You got to work on your act. Don't talk about, you know, so again, I would respect it if the person says to me, yeah, you know what? I kind of didn't like you since I met you and fucking great. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of people I meet every day and say, fuck, I hope I never see that person again.
Right.
Oh, shit. They work in my office cubicle. You know, that would suck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we all got to share the space somehow.
Right.
But, you know, listen. This is the danger. You say things about a person and affect their character, and you do this to people who potentially have influence on my progress in life.
So are you thinking that this person said, you know, she went to the venue, they said, no, we're going to stick with Dougie, and then she was like, you know what, I'm going to talk some shit about Dougie around town.
Yeah, the progression's amazing. It's all documented. We got it all down now.
So everybody's almost like in revenge. Like, I can't believe I couldn't.
It's vindictive. It's
interesting.
You know what I mean? And listen, I don't know it. Listen, like I said, the last time I talked to this person, they're like, I love you. So, you know, I don't know what I'm dealing with here. And then, you know, but it doesn't surprise me anymore how people can feel one way and be another way. Like I said, there's just people that are just so fearful that they're not going to say anything. You know what I mean? They're, you know.
It's the way it
goes. And that's whatever. And you live, and I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Schwarmy
but here's
society.
But so it's just interesting. Now, and it just gets into this thing. Now, you know, the nice thing is the club basically said, look, you know, we got Jim Florentine coming on August 30th, or May 30th, I'm sorry. Joey Medina's coming. Brian Scolaro, Jimmy Schubert is coming.
So you got some big shows coming up.
You got some big shows coming up. So in case this person wants to continue, by all means, listen, I suggest you call every fucking day. Just start doing that. Call every day and try to get the venue. By all means. But, you know, when it comes to saying shit about me, understand that things are being taken down and it's not going to go well. You know what I mean? Just telling you, you know, I don't care. You know,
I'm going to get Mueller on this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking hire Mueller once doesn't have a real job.
That thing seems to be coming to a close.
The question is, if somebody,
sure.
another person, here's another person that has a venue, long stay, like you have a venue.
Uh-huh.
You guys book you book a 33rd Street wine bar.
Yeah, yeah.
So how would you feel if somebody, not just somebody like some guy who just moved here from Atlanta, has no idea what the fuck is going on,
uh-huh.
you know, but somebody who knows, like we can't say Ciro because he's here, but I don't know. Let's say like another comic,
Fossil.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's say Fossil.
Oh, he actually did that.
Right?
So.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't repeat actions. Yeah, but God bless. Again, a kid who's just eager. I just want to make. I want to do something. But let's say a comic we all love, Hennessy
Kirby.
Williams. Kirby. Let's say it's Tim Kirby, a different part of the. So, you know, Tim knows you. And again,
right.
I want to say Tim's such a good dude. He would never do that. Let's say.
Go back to Hennessy. Let's see what's happening.
Let's say, who did I say earlier? Let's say Hennessy Williams. He'd go along with this. He's fine. He, you know, all of a sudden, he goes to the 33 Wine Bar and says, look, man, because
right.
he knows the guy who knows the owner. And he says, look, I really want to start doing shows here.
Yeah.
Or I want to do a show here. That's an important distinction difference.
That is different.
In first. Number two, I would think, Ciro, if it was me and somebody says, hey, I got friends that live there. I can get a good show. Let's do a show there. I'm not going to go. My first thought is to call Ethan.
That would be your first move.
Because it's not about me making money on it. It's about me having a show and being part of this beautiful thing called comedy.
Right, and you'd say, hey, you want to like co-produce with me, or I'm going to do this thing here, and let's work together on it, or
right.
or if you just say, awesome. No, I go with God, have fun with it.
Or the other
do
thing,
a one-time
the
show.
Other thing would be to say, hey, I come up to Ethan, you know what? I really like that venue. Guess what? I'm going to take it from you, motherfucker.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
why? Because I don't like your drag shows and stuff like that. I think it's fucking stupid. And then I would, you know, see what I'm saying?
Now the truth comes out,
Ciro. I'm trying to play the role. You know what I'm saying?
What? You don't like my drag shows?
The fake extent.
Let me give you some tissues. All right. So, what's up? What's up, Donna? Danny Finneman, use me.
Danny Feynman.
Yeah, Feynman.
Danny the Jew.
The Jew. Danny the Jew. All right. So it's not proper.
So let's say Danny Feinman.
That's like Danny. Let's use, all right, there you go. That's what
let's say Danny the Jew.
Danny the Jew.
Okay.
And he wants to get your gig.
Right.
And he circumvents you and goes there. Now, is that appropriate?
Well, it's sort of a complicated question, but I think that in general, it's on the one hand, yes, it's a free market. But in general, we know how hard it is to get a room started and get it going. And once that venue gets known for comedy, I feel like there's sort of almost like a gentleman's agreement. Like, you go to the person who's running the room. You could violate that agreement and just go anyway, but then you get this reputation for doing it. And there are a couple of people who have that reputation. And
right.
That's not a good... You have to be a nice guy, I think, in comedy. It's like you should be as mean as you can on stage and as nice as you can off stage. That's really what I believe about.
Let's look at it this way.
Stand up.
I would think that that's all that you would think that. The only way that you would avoid something like that is if you're not planning on being around long. So, you know, if somebody's got ambitions of leaving the state of Florida and milking it for whatever they can.
Burn every bridge on the way out.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the Germans did, or the Russians did to Germany, or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Scorched earth policy.
Yeah, let's salt the earth.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? without recourse. And that's the thing. Things like that happen when people don't give a shit about anybody else.
Right.
And that's fine. Listen, if somebody doesn't give a shit, listen, there's some days I wake up, I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Okay? So I understand where that can happen. You know what I mean? But there comes a moment. So the question is, there's an agreement now.
There's a billion rooms you could use.
Right.
Well, why pick a room that someone else already has?
It's laziness, and
that's
like, you know what?
I'm gonna.
I could do it better than that person kind of mentality.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing where I have no respect for the person doing it, so I think I could do it better. Let me show you. And you know what? God bless it. Again, you know, I mean, I dealt with that as an athlete all the time. Listen, I could kick your ass. I'm gonna do it. You
right.
know? But that, and you know, so the point is there are 100 venues. If you're gonna do, why not go to the person and just say it? So the person now who runs the venue. So if this happens, Danny the Jew goes after this.
Right.
You're gonna go to Danny the Jew and go, what the fuck? You're gonna confront that person, or is this something you just idly zip by and ignore?
I might mention it on the show.
Chris
Rowe on my platform.
I have two podcasts.
Chris Topher, by the way, wants to know names. And no, listen, it doesn't matter. It's a concept. Here's the thing: the names don't matter.
Do we make it multiple choice?
The names don't matter because what matters is the discussion of it.
Mm.
You know, I'm not interested just as much as I disrespect that person incredibly by bad mouthing me. You know what? I'm not going to cast shade and cause bad karma on myself because I'm like all of a sudden throwing negativity to that other person as well.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Like there's other people that have reached out to me asking me who this person is.
People are asking right now.
Yeah, right now. And they're asking me who this person is.
Too bad.
Wouldn't it just be fun to say that name? And Dougie, why don't you just go ahead? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you know,
don't do it. Listen, what am I? You got me. You know, you're going to have to put bamboo in my.
So
listen,
who is it?
But the, you know, the point is that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. What matters is there's a let. Here's what matters. I can tell you this person that I've been dealing with. If there's just it's done. There's nothing to understand anymore. You know, I understand. Like there's nothing. If somebody says they don't like you, it's clear how somebody feels about you.
But not to you. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, whether they say, "Well, I'm fine." Listen again. Good riddance. God bless. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's it. Understand, that's it. But don't cross that fucking line again.
Right.
Actually, you already crossed it, and I'm not a second guy. You know, I've put things in whatever. You know what I'm saying? You've crossed the line, and I've done what I need to do in this situation. And you know what?
Do it again.
No, well, do it again. Do it again. I could use some of that advertising money. Listen, just it doesn't. You know, if you want to go do a fucking thing at the 19th hole. You know, go to Ciro and say, hey, dude.
Is it time to promote? Because I actually want to promote my new show. It's at the 19th hole.
Hey,
and then we're also doing a show at Tavolino's. And
By the way, Danny Finneman says, plain and simple, if you want to do a show in a room that someone else has established, good choice of words, you ask the comic whose room it is. Exactly. And established, by the way, you don't understand established means, right?
It means that you built it up out of nothing.
Established means you fucking, you know, you didn't just open up the yellow pages and go, this will be a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You have a relationship. There's a thing.
You've been there for weeks or months or years, and you've been making it into a comedy room, so that it's now known as a comedy room.
Right.
That's what it means. I think.
Any rate,
it's like Comey said. It's like a mini Nostra. You create a family. You know what I mean?
But you go and you do that if you want to make a new room, because that's the thing. Like, what is there? 10 million people in South Florida?
Yeah.
It's some crazy number, and there literally are 1,000 rooms. I mean, there's not 1,000 rooms that are seat 400 people.
Right.
But we're talking. I mean, how many people are at Tavolino's?
50 people, basically. 60
okay.
People.
So how many? There's 1,000 places in South Florida that seat 50 people that are restaurants, bars, whatever. Right. You can just build something out of nothing, and that's what you should do if you really want to make something. You shouldn't just steal someone else's room.
Well, here's the thing, with that opportunity or option available to you, you know, that person now has to make a decision. This is the psychosis of what I believe in. You know, it's almost like you see through things and why people do it, and how, you know, there's a behavioral type thing that helps you really understand the real person. And every time you do something, especially you make a decision to build something, right? You're going to take on opening a room. There's things you basically say, okay, well, let's find a nice place. Let's go out there and find something. Or you could say, you know what? Let's go to so-and-so's place. I don't like that person. You know, let's go after that room. It's already got a stage and everything.
Right.
Right? It's lazy thinking.
Yeah. Sabotage.
So, you know what I mean? And so, it to me, that's just amazing to me how that happens. You know what I'm saying? So, listen. Good riddance, and it's, you know, just here. And here's the thing: other places and venues are asking me, and, you know, because they want to know. Yeah. Like, they don't know if their place has been called. You know,
right?
That, you know, sometimes, listen, depending if you don't have a good relationship, the venue's going to go, okay, you know, go ahead, and we'll do a show. You know, and then what do you do now? Now the person's got the foot in the door.
Yeah, it's irritating.
You know what I mean?
Although I always think that that actually did happen.
The American Rock Bar. I know there was something already been out there. There was some basically somebody booked something that Minda and Dan had been doing.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing.
Stuff like that happens sometimes. I actually at the 33rd Street Wine Bar, when Eric and I first started doing that room, I think we'd been doing it for about 6 months, and then we found out there was some other show that got booked there. Someone else, not a comic, had set this thing up. Nighttime Miami, that whole thing. Yeah, it was Bobby whatever. And and it was like, and he had just went kind of around us and set this thing up as a one-time show. And then Eric and I were like, well, should we say something? And we talked to the owner of the wine bar, and she was like, oh, yeah, it was good, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, yeah, well, let's see. I'd like to see them like be able to do this on a consistent basis.
Well,
and of course, that was the only show they ever had there, because they just never pulled it together.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You have to have confidence. The other thing is that the reason I don't worry too much about this stuff is because I have confidence in myself, especially like me and Eric Rosenblum. Like, we know how to put together a show, and people know we know how to do it. So and it's the same thing with Tavolino's.
Yeah.
They like, well, Dougie knows how to do this. So it actually, at the end of the day, it should work out okay.
Well, and that's the thing. And, you know, it goes back to like the early days of adolescence, when you're worried about your girlfriend looking at another guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? You only worried about that if you weren't hitting it. You know what I mean? If you weren't really giving it everything you got, you know what I mean? Then you'd be worried. You know what I mean? That's self. Listen, when you're 12, 13, 11.
You're talking about having a small penis, huh?
No, I'm talking about lack of self-esteem, you know, because you were chubby once or something.
It's called technique.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, don't make
it's
me.
It's motion of the ocean.
You know. Any rate.
Don't fuck with people's venues is what we're getting at.
And you know what? And like I said, listen.
Or livelihood.
The person of the highest character would go to that person and say,
right,
listen, I've got something coming up. Now, I will get in all defense to Mr. Bobby Kent, who was Nighttime Miami as a writer for the early Nighttime Miami shows, which was great. We had some funny things happen at the old New York Comedy Club. And yeah, basically became a stupid dog and pony show, and our good friend Perry Sack is the host, unfortunately. I've told him to quit that fucking gig many times. Anyway,
I don't know anything about this, by the way. All I know is that one show they did.
Yeah, but Bobby Kent, at least, God bless him, because, you know, I've known him for a long time, he would come into Tavolino's and watch shows, and he'd say, hey, you know, I want to talk to you. I go, listen, I know what you want to do.
Right.
You know, I'm not here, you know what I mean? I'm not going to have the Nighttime Miami show here at Tavolino's.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't behoove me. You know, the Guy Richards, a longtime famous comic, and his son do shows, and they went to Tavolino's a couple of years ago, and they wanted to do a show. And the guy reached out to me. He's like, okay, well, I want to do a show, but it's mine. I take the door. I'm like, what? This is not you're basically asking me to come here and say, okay, I want to come sleep at your house for the night with your family there, and you can just find I'll pay for your hotel, you know, just find a hotel for that night, and then next morning I'll be gone. You know, to me, it's like, oh, dude, if that's the case, whatever, I'm getting half the door. This is my event. You know what I mean? What the fuck? You know what I mean? So it's like, it was like, step aside kind of thing. And you're right. Even back then, I didn't even give a shit because I was like, whatever. Because he, you know, the Tablinos told me this guy coming, you know, and they want to do this. So they put me in touch with me. So it's like Isla Mirada, the Island Grill.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that contacts that place, now I get an email. You know, say, hey, this is the guy who does it. This is my man who runs the show. This is Tada Productions runs all our comedy shows here. You know, and it'd be surprising if this person calls there. It'd be funny if it. Listen. I would say please call.
Give the number
and do not take any of my advice. Act as you would accordingly. Be who you are, and do this to that location.
That's right. This is what everyone should say to themselves. Number one, I'm not going to go to another room. I'm going to make a room for myself. I'm not going to take someone else's room. And number two, if I have a room, I'm going to run it so goddamn good that no one's even going to be able to.
Then
take
I don't
it
have to worry about
me.
The same thing.
And I don't have to think about it.
It, you know, it all comes around, goes around. You know what I mean?
Well, say that second part again.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I wasn't listening to myself.
Yeah, I kind of got dragged on a little bit the subject. All right. Well, we have a few things that have happened big here, and we got about a little more in the opening part of the show. But we, of course, the USA strikes Syria, 100 and something tomahawks.
Finally. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not in favor.
And listen, it's been talked about for death, and it's happened several days. Now, if my deep down heartful soul feeling of it is, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
About anybody in Syria. I give a shit. It starts with, you know, my wife, my family, me, and this household. Uh-huh. And then it goes out to other family, close friends.
4 or 5 blocks away, this one guy I know.
Yeah, this one guy who's really nice to me when I go to the dry cleaner. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, I'm worried about our homeless here in this country. So listen, when it comes to that, I don't give a fuck. But in the big picture, I see that, you know, this is like a big game of poker, man. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a big game of fucking poker going on, and everybody's trying to say, okay, fuck you. The interesting thing I found, there's two things I find interesting. And again, I don't want to make this political. It just had to be in that particular era. It has nothing to do with predication of what happens. But during the Obama administration, the Iranians fuck with the U.S. Navy constantly.
Didn't they take them hostage once and put guns
in
their head?
Yeah, exactly. They brought them on board and da-da-da. They questioned
them. Made them into like a male harem.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crossing
that
the fucking line.
Yeah, they were playing. They made them play like
Limbo.
Baby oil. Yeah. Baby oil's a fucking twister. remember they did remember the jail in Iraq? They had all the fucking prisoners.
Abu Ghraib.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Fucking
Abu
crazy
Ghraib.
Shit.
Did they get Dennis back for Abu Ghraib?
Yeah, that's maybe they did. Yeah, you remember those pictures?
I mean, they should say it then. And if they did, then we'd be like, ha ha, high five. Right.
So what we know now, though, is during the current administration, that shit doesn't happen anymore. Because the other side of the fence is going, fuck it. They're not going to call our bluff. You know, they're going to call our bluff. I'm sorry. So that happened, number one. At that aspect of it, crossing the red line and getting fucked for it, you know, it's good. Like, here's the thing, like in life, personal, you know, somebody fucks with you, like in this case, my situation, when somebody crosses that fucking line, that basically tells me this person not only doesn't give a shit about me, but they actually don't mind harming me. Right. They don't mind affecting my livelihood. They don't mind affecting me, who I am. For some reason, this fucking person has it in their blood that they will go out of their way to cause negativity and financial mishap to my family and who I am. So when that happens, guess what? I'm, you know, just like a counterpuncher, I'm going to counterpuncher. So guess what? I'm going to go after the same shit.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So listen, if you cause that, then the only reciprocation I have is to say, I got to do something so this would never happen again. You know, could you imagine, like, if somebody, let's say somebody does something, goes after you, and then let's say Danny the Jew goes after this fucking 33rd Street wine bar and wants to do shows there. And next thing you know, Danny the Jew's floating in the fucking Intercoastal.
Uh-huh.
This is just a dramatic, like, Hollywood type thing.
Danny was like, use my name. Now he's like, I don't know. I wish he didn't use my name.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and
go back to Hennessy. Use someone else's name.
And let's say you have a good lawyer nobody finds anything out. And then some other guy says, hey, let's go to 33 wine bar and let's see if we could take that room from fucking, you know, well, you happen to the last guy? You know what I mean?
And,
you know what I mean? Whether, now, again, to me, it doesn't matter because, like, I'm going to fucking run it through. And here's a point. If I'm running something and it's not going well, like, you know, or if something's, I'll be glad, you know what I mean? It's like it's like a relationship. If a relationship's over, you move fucking on.
Are we still talking about Syria?
No. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, we're talking about crossing the line.
Well, but here's the thing. Bluffing.
Why are we in Syria? I mean, I would say like...
We're pulling out. We got like 2,000 troops.
Okay. So like, let's not drop any more bombs on a country that we're not even going to be in anymore. Yeah, let's just get completely out of the Middle East. That would be the plan.
Well, you know, right
It's now, like if I'm over at Danny the Jew's friend's house next door, I'm not at my house and he's coming attacking me.
Yeah.
I'm going over across the other side of the neighborhood and attacking
his
friend.
That's what I said. It's not a question. It's somebody used chemical weapons. It's a real question of whether there is or isn't. But all right. Listen, that's the way we feel about it. Fuck Siri. Listen, number two. The situation is Starbucks. And Starbucks.
Okay.
What happened with Starbucks?
I'm with the Syrian people. I just want them to know that. Okay.
Yeah, God bless them, you know. But when it comes down to it, you know.
Not the government, though.
And people already said it. Syria is going to be split between Iran, Russia, and Turkey. That you know, those three countries are basically going to end up splitting up Syria once it's all said and done. The United States knows that. There's not a lot of... It's not an oil-rich country. It's not like something we give a fuck about.
You know what I think about Syria? Their baklava is too dry.
Yeah, I know. It's a little...
Why is it so dry?
Yeah.
Put some more honey in there, guys.
Exactly.
Do better.
Do better.
All right.
We'll bomb you.
We spent a lot of time on this, but...
it's a red line for Syria.
So you guys know the Starbucks situation. Two young men, black men, were in there.
Yeah.
You know, they went in and they, you know... They were sat there. Somebody asked. They asked if they used the restroom, and they said, "Well, this is for customers only." And they and the person sat back down, and then they asked, if, "You know, listen, you guys, no, we're not going to buy anything. We got to leave. No, we're not leaving. Oh, okay, whatever." So the police were called. Police came and arrested these guys. No incident. Everybody's happy. And this, I think Dunkin' Donuts is behind it. I think this is Dunkin' Donuts incredible marketing.
Pete's Coffee.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. You go fuck things up for Starbucks. More, you know, how many people went to Dunkin' Donuts
coffee
today
bean.
Instead of Starbucks? I mean, listen, just think about I would love to see the numbers and you know from Dunkin' Donuts in the next 3 days in comparison to where they were the previous 5 to 6 days.
Right.
You know, that's got to happen. That's got, you know, it's Dunkin' Donuts, man.
You could see them in there and they're like planning offices. Like, what are we going to do this week? Nobody wants to make the donuts.
Hmm.
So what do you think? Okay. What do you think about the situation, Dougie?
Well, first of all, this is a case of a company policy, which is if you're not a customer, you can't use the restroom.
Okay.
You know, I've run into to this day. I'll be on the road. I'll pull into a fast food place, McDonald's, and I got to pee, and I'll run in there and piss. You know what I mean? And
right.
I leave. I don't sit there and go, I feel bad. I'm going to buy a Big Mac.
I've managed to do that every single time,
but, you know,
successfully without getting arrested.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. McDonald's one time. You know, whatever. It's one thing, but you know, you got a place like Starbucks. Now, I was recently in a Starbucks.
Right.
In Miramar, Florida, about maybe a month ago. And I sat there. I was waiting for my client. She's a Latin woman. She's late all the time. So, I you know, I get there.
I don't know why you're connecting those two facts.
Well, you know, listen, my mother was, you know, in my house, we used to have set our alarm. Every clock in the house had to be 45 minutes fast.
Smart.
Just so my mother would not be that late.
Get there near time.
Yeah. So I was there for like 15 minutes, and some guy comes up and says, excuse me, sir, you need anything? Can I help you with anything? I'm like, I'm waiting for somebody. And it's like, okay. And I go, He goes, all right, and you know, I was like, but I'm gonna buy my client coffee, so I'm not, you know, I was gonna, you know, wait till the person got here and do it, and I explained to the person, you know, but I'm gonna be a customer, just at the moment I'm waiting, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know if any of that was explained in that other situation. It didn't seem like it was. It's what we hear is they said we're not gonna leave, you know, and then the person said they're not gonna leave. They called the police.
As always, we don't have full information.
But, hey, that's right. There's a lot of shit that we don't know yet.
But I guess there's a couple things. Like, if you're that customer, I guess I would feel like, yeah, you should make it clear I'm going to buy something soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was made clear.
That's a weird thing. No. Like now, listen, if the person said that,
right.
Yeah, hey, listen, we're waiting for somebody.
We'll be buying something in just a minute, man.
Once they get here, then we're going to order, that's why we're meeting here. We didn't come here, and then we're going to go down to Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
You know, we're going to meet
here.
This
is not just the rendezvous point.
Yeah, this isn't like we're going to fuck you guys, piss all over your sinks, and then, you know, it's not that stupid. Now, listen, the concept of this thing about not, you have to use the restroom, you got to be a customer. This is a policy that, now listen, people say that's when you got to piss, you think that's fuck. But as even as an adult man, I know I can run into that.
Right.
When I'm on the road and I got to run into a place.
Europe, they have pay toilets everywhere, which is kind of weird, but that solves the problem.
That's true. Then, yeah. Right, they're a paying customer then.
Yeah.
There's no way around that. Right. So, but yeah. Listen, if I walked into a place and they said, you got to be paying and I got to really pee, I go, okay, well, how much of the strudel? You know, whatever.
Right.
But I don't know what happened there. So why these people are arrested? You know, they were let go and all kinds of things. There was no incident, really.
Because they're black. Bottom line.
Well, you have to wonder. Of course, you can never disentangle that
kidding.
Stuff.
They guys are dressed nice.
I am just
You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were dressed like homeless people or something.
Because it's hard to know. Like, what do you, like, you, now it's like, is the manager racist? I mean, maybe there was a racial factor, but you don't really know.
Now, here's what, forget about race for a second. What if it was just the moment, like, the way each person handled it?
Yeah.
So the person from Starbucks goes up to the person and go, no, you can't use the restroom unless you're buying something. You know, are you guys going to buy something? They go, no, man, we're not going to buy something.
Right. It's like, and you should have been a little more clear.
And then, okay.
Well, that happens all the time.
Listen, so that's what I'm saying. If for something to happen, there has to be a level of understanding. So most of the time, the people I've ever met in Starbucks, here's a weird thing. I've been, a lot of Starbucks I go to, there's black people working there. So I don't know this whole thing about racism. So let's just say, you know, the person says it. They say, you know, I'm sorry, you can't use it unless you're going to order something. Are you going to order something? They say, no, we're not going to order anything. Well, then you got to leave. We're not leaving. What do you do then?
Well, okay, a couple things there. This manager is terrible. It's just like, because if you're the manager, right, and you can't get people to leave that you don't want there, then like you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
Unless they're actually crazy and they like literally are just like running around screaming.
You have
and
two
stuff.
Men there. You have two men sitting in there, and you don't want to cause a confrontation. It's not worth it. Yeah. Again, the rule is there so that homeless people don't come in and shitty up the fucking bathroom.
But right.
That's basically why the rule's in place.
But you'd think that the manager could figure out with their intuitiveness and whatever got them to the point of being the manager, like, so are these people going to cause trouble? Are they going to, you know, do I need to ask more questions to figure out what the situation is?
Here's a potential move. Here's a potential move. If I want to be like very non-confrontational, you know what I do? I say, I tell you what, guys, if you don't want to order anything, how about I give you guys just a free little cup of coffee, black coffee? Can I give you that?
Wow.
I'm sorry, did I say black? Can I give you guys some coffee? Can I just one on the house while you're here? You mind if I
do
that?
There you go.
And then you know, if you're gonna, and then by the way, is anybody else coming? You know, whatever. Like,
yeah, be solicitous. Like, yeah, be hospitable.
Try to understand why these people are being so confrontational.
Yes,
or you can go Bronx Tale. You give them the option to leave. They refuse. Yeah.
What a great
you
scene.
Unlock. You untie your tie. You unbutton the button.
Shut the doors.
You shut the door. You put the blinds
what
down.
What a fucking great scene.
Lock it and say, well, now you can't leave.
Chris Priester says those dudes are crisis actors.
Probably true.
Blacks don't drink Starbucks. I know. It's like five. They're going to have like five less sales this year. Where Jackie Sanchez, by the way, says, I worked at a Starbucks as a manager for 3 years.
There you go.
And it's not a rule or anything that a person can't sit in the cafe. That's usually just a bitchy manager.
There you go.
So maybe she had an attitude.
Ooh. See, that's the thing.
Let me ask you, think about this question. Is it whether they were black or the fact they were non-customers? Think about that for a second. Like, they just happen to be non-customers who happen to be black.
Right. You wonder if they were non-customers who were white, they would have been able to get away with it for a few
like
more
I said,
minutes
the guys
or
are
whatever.
Dressed nice. They look good. You know what I mean? They look like professional. So it wasn't like they had this look about them. Unless they said something like, they said, no, we ain't going to leave. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
which
different.
We don't know.
Then you need the cops to come and get rid of them. That's the only thing you can do in a situation like that.
But here's the thing. If you're the manager, right? If you're Starbucks, you could be like, did this manager help us or hurt us? Oh, man, this manager fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
They
did not do a good job
as a manager.
You can't expect Mensa members running a fucking Starbucks.
Right.
But, you know, the same. Just at the moment, I've had time to think about it. I wasn't dealing with it at real time. Hmm. You know what I mean? But I would do, hey, listen, while you guys are here, can I get you a glass of water at least? You know, like open up the
right.
Open
that's a
up,
good. That's a
you know
good move.
Hey,
I like
guys,
that.
Can I give you guys a glass of water? Why you know? Are you waiting for somebody? Can I get somebody? Why are you waiting?
How can we help you?
Yeah, you know. Otherwise,
we love to create a welcoming environment here at Starbucks for people to come and meet
exactly.
And have coffee and whatever. So how can we?
Sounds
help?
Like there was confrontation.
Yeah,
somehow, and that's the only reason you would call the police.
I don't like calling the police, by the way. That should be your final move, not your second move. That's like her second move is to call the cops. Right?
Oh, smart.
Go into an Irish bar in New York City and, and see if the guy behind the counter, you know, needs the cops to resolve if someone doesn't want to leave.
Right.
Like, they don't. Believe me, they can handle it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been in restaurants. I worked in restaurants where stuff happened. The police had to get called in to get rid of somebody because they wouldn't leave. You know, the waiter, this guy was gay waiter, was Wags. This is when I was a fucking 14, 13 years old.
You have dated yourself.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And right on 441 and Southgate Boulevard, by the way, for those locals. And that's what happened. This guy was like, he was belligerent. He was like, fuck you. I'm not, you know, and wouldn't pay the bill. Cops came. The minute we knocked at a piece, said they're not going to pay the bill. The manager called the cops because they're not going to pay the bill. They ate. Mm-hmm. So now they're, it's illegal. You're coming here and fucking, you're loitering. And by the way, that's the definition. That's the real rule. You're loitering. You're at a public establishment, right? That's a retail. It's a retail location where you're there because you're a customer.
And well, if it's private property. How about that?
Yeah, it is. It's private property. And once you come in and do something, right? So it's weird. You're loitering. Otherwise, you're hanging around. You know, you're just not doing anything. But I think Jackie had the point there. She probably was having a bad day. Some bitchy girl says, fuck these people. My sales are down. My boss is yelling at me. And that's the thing. You know, now the world is taking this thing into a racial thing. And to me, I think it's a question of too many people are fucking with everybody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People like to fuck with everybody.
Hey,
by the way, I've seen a lot of people try to push other people's buttons, and those people aren't around anymore. And I can assure you that you watch a kid fucking walk through that school and shoot the fuck out of people. You're seeing it all the time. Yeah. And this is just a nice cauldron of horse shit putting together for this country. Keep fucking with people.
Get a good whiff of that horse shit, America.
Keep saying, you know what, fuck that person. I'm going to do what the fuck I want because I'm fucking going to do, I'm a person and fuck that. And I'm sick of okay, fucking piss off the wrong person, right? And then you end up being fucking roadkill.
Fucking Starbucks, man. Fucking Starbucks.
Here's a skill that people don't learn anymore, which is de-escalation. Why don't people learn how when things heat up a little bit, let's just take it down a few notches? That's something that I've always done.
The fuck do you mean take it down?
Yeah, Ciro, I understand you're having some issues. Should we talk about it? Can I get you a coffee or something? On the house.
Listen, don't patronize me, motherfucker.
I think that's the point, right? I think, you know, when it comes down to it, as we close the opening of the show. Closing the opening. You know, listen, you got to be skilled, have skills to talk like that.
See, everyone wants to kick it up a notch. I say take it down a notch, Doug.
Yeah.
Let's take it down.
Yeah, it's like I was trying to find that song. Actually has that in there. Take it down. The old Sopranos song.
Nice.
Ooh, the dog's outside. Any rate, yeah, just don't fuck with people. You know, too many people want to fucking challenge people, and then I'm no more than you, and I'm going to fuck you. But you know what? You say this, and I'm going to do this. It's not a fucking good thing to do. And, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes when you cross the line on somebody, 20 years ago, that may have gotten away. People were like, you know, everybody was getting high, taking Quaaludes, you know. Now, you know, here's a problem.
20 years ago, people were taking Quaaludes?
Society has taken so many drugs that we can't not flip out anymore. Drugs used to keep a lot of people from flipping out.
Really?
Those days are fucking over, right? Because there's a lot of people like you that don't do drugs.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And
drugs were so good. I miss them.
50 years ago, they were doing that. But
well, you know, 20 years ago, Cosby still had a few Quaaludes.
Yeah. And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Indeed.
Right. That was a long opening segment, gentlemen. The longest. Bystander stops two women from beating driver with baseball bats. You guys know on a story we had here on the show in local South Florida area. Two young women. They were black women. It's just who they were. They got into a road rage confrontation with this mother, white woman, and they were yelling, and the white woman admitted I accidentally cut them off, and they were screaming at me, you know, and I was mad, and
I offered them a Starbucks,
yeah, free coffee, and then they kicked us out and arrested. No, they beat the shit out of this woman with baseball bats.
Really?
God damn,
my God.
She got staples in her head and everything, and then everybody had video. People are videoing it. You know what I mean? Again, here's another thing. Stop videoing. If fucking violence is happening, put the fucking phone down and be, you know, you're not, you know, I mean, although maybe because of the video, we found out these women were arrested.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. They're doing their duty as a citizen.
What was that one school that handed out the little bats? Everybody should have little bats. Okay.
Right? What's the little bat?
I don't know. There was a, it's like a mini bat.
It used to be my nickname for my penis when I was in middle school.
They handed it to teachers.
I called myself the toothpick.
Protect their students. There are many bats.
The second woman accused in a baseball bat attack in Lauderdale Lakes, which is actually, I think Priester lives around there. Shopping center is in jail on Saturday with $7,500 bonds. Julie Sam, 27, is accused along with Samantha Dennis, 22, of a beating a driver with a baseball bat back in March 22nd.
How do people with names like that find each other? Julie Sam and Samantha whatever.
Yeah.
Samantha Julius.
According to reports, bystanders stepped in to stop Sam and Dennis from beating Barboza. This is like a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The violence began after Barboza exchanged words with Sam and Dennis while driving, according to the arrest report. They were both Sam and Dennis were driving separate cars. They chased Barboza to the South Lake Shopping Center. There's a massage parlor there, by the way.
Dougie knows where they all are.
Where they all parked, the report said. GPS. What happened next was recorded by multiple cell phones.
Okay.
Barboza warned the woman that police had been called. Sam and Dennis each got a bat out of their cars, a small one for Dennis and a larger one for Sam, and began beating the fuck out of Barboza.
That is crazy. Wow.
Barboza told the South Florida Sentinel, that she had cut off one of the drivers while traveling along State Road 7. Dennis later told a deputy that she struck Barboza because she was angry and alleged that Barboza had made racial slurs.
Alleged. So I hit her with a bat.
I'm gonna say this, and this goes out to anybody who gets into a confrontation. At this point, what I don't do anymore is I don't sit there and film somebody, but I'll turn on my recorder,
right?
And I'll record. I'll just have my phone. I'll put on the recorder and take all the audio.
Okay. So they can hear every time you use the N-word.
Right.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
But no. I don't understand how you can understand it if you're slurring.
Hi-yo.
That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's just a little note. Okay. Because
you got a DUI, too.
Somebody's going to say, hey, I stuck him with a knife because the guy called me the N-word or said something right. about it. And then, you know, you're sitting there and you got, well, I got the fucking thing recorded. So, you know, that's not happening. They stabbed me because I looked at him funny. So you want to just now, listen. This is the fuck. I'm not kidding.
Your ground.
When I tell you not to cross the line with people, I'm right. not telling you because I know because this is the fucking way I do shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to do it because I'm hired. I'm just telling this is the way I do it because I want to. I'm a survivalist. You understand? This is a fucking crazy world. Which, by the way, is supposed to end on the 23rd of this month.
Coming up, guys. Who said that? The Mayans.
I don't get this one though because so she's driving along this white lady, she's driving along, she cuts off
again, verbiage means she didn't go fuck you, and, you know, she probably just tried to get in the lane and really didn't realize the other
person. She went in front of her, whatever. Yeah. And so then why would she let them follow her and then stop? Did they try to run her off the road or?
Well, some people say that's a thing. A good point, by the way.
Like, why stop?
Just keep driving.
I've never stopped. I don't even look behind me. You know, once I'm past the person that I cut off, I don't know who they are. I've never seen them again.
By the way, they say in road rage incidents, it's always good to not look at the person, ever make eye contact.
I never make eye contact with anyone while I'm driving.
Yeah. Collector finds drugs hidden inside Nintendo games.
I do.
Can you imagine going to a garage sale? Well, that'd be fucked up for you.
Yeah.
But you go to a garage sale, you get you're trying to blow in it, and all of a sudden those white powder flies out.
Right.
Oh.
That's why it never worked. It's full of drugs.
I just actually use my nose to blow on those cartridges. That's how I do it.
You're supposed to blow on it.
I just inhale the dust, yeah.
I'm just taking take it myself. All right, here we go. Collector finds drugs hidden inside Nintendo games. Says here that on April 13th, a Georgia collector who bought a stash of retro Nintendo games at a flea market discovered two of the cartridges were filled with packages of drugs.
Nice.
Julian Turner of Newman posted a video on YouTube showing him examining his day's flea market haul, which included multiple Nintendo Entertainment games from the 1980s. What was in them. That's what I want to find out. Turner opened the two cartridges and discovered they contained small packages and what appeared to be narcotics. Teasing me. You want it to be heroin,
narcotics.
Don't you?
Yeah. This guy, what a cuck. He just called the cops?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Turner said he was researching his unusual discovery and found out that another copy of Golf purchased by a collector a few years ago was found to be filled with $5,000 cash.
Wow.
Whoa.
God.
I mean, listen, I have a friend that does that. They'll go and clean houses out, these people that are hoarders and they're dead, or they'll find $200,000 in the mattress.
Really? And then how much of that does he report?
What happened?
There wasn't like we found 200. I mean 100,000.
There's no
the mattress.
Bed in here. These people are weird.
I'm telling you, there was like $20 in that mattress. It was.
I know
full
I had some
change.
Money in there. No, I didn't find anything. You sure? Yeah. You just crossed my line. Argentina. Speaking of bad cops, Argentina cops who claimed mice ate missing marijuana are fired. They're going to be in the unemployment line with that manager from Starbucks.
So, wait, they claim that some mice ate the marijuana?
Hey, man, where did all the weed go?
Right.
The mice ate
Hey,
it.
Man, you see those mice? Look at them all, man. What mice? Well, they all went to Taco Bell, man. They're hungry.
Yeah.
You know,
Cheech and Chong, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh,
classic.
My God.
Mr. Stadenko.
Where's your license?
8 police officers in Argentina.
Yeah. Hey, man, where's your license? Isn't it on the bumper?
Including a former town police commissioner have been dismissed from their post after 4 of them claimed that more than half a ton of missing marijuana was carried off by mice.
Hey, man, right. These mice are strong.
Speedy Gonzalez. Andale, andale.
Hey, what happened to all the weed?
Cucaracha.
Man, you see how big those mice are?
The paper reported that police in the town of Pilar, about 35 miles northwest of Buenos Aires,
goddamn Pilar,
impounded 6,000 kilograms, about 13,228 pounds of marijuana. But when police inspected the evidence warehouse sometime later, they found 540 kilograms, about 1,190 pounds, were missing.
That is the dumbest excuse I've ever heard.
They had 14 Domino's trucks outside.
What the fuck? What did they? Why would they even think that would work?
Watch Green Mile.
It was mice.
You sure you count it right, man?
During the investigation, officers found that former police commissioner Javier Specia had not signed the inventory for the pot before he left his post back in 2017. Yeah, man, they were selling the. That's what they did, dude. The Mexicans had some great, you know.
Hey, man, my drug dealer is a cop. He's got that good weed, man.
My cop's a drug dealer.
It's got some fucking mice cheese in it, but it's pretty good. That's part of the deal, man. If they say you found it, man, just say, hey, man, I fucking saw a mouse carrying this bag of weed, man. I didn't get it from a cop.
Florida man's own dashboard camera lands him in jail. This is a fucking great story. This just goes to show you how people just don't know one day from the next. You know what I'm saying? Florida man at Royal Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay. Not so right. Far from where we are right
Talk
now.
Talk about elitists. What's
good? Yeah, right? It's a pretty good area, right? Mm-hmm. Affluent area.
Sure.
A Florida man ended up in jail after his dashboard camera showed police more than he intended. The Palm Beach Post reports that after 25-year-old Xavier Moron, as I'm going to call him Moron, was involved in a crash back on April 5th, he told sheriff's deputies he had been cut off by another driver. And could prove it on his dashboard camera.
Okay.
He then signed a consent waiver, searched the camera. When the Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies reviewed the footage, he saw Moran burglarizing a beauty store.
Jesus stupid. Christ. How dumb so do you have to be?
Stupid. And banging a fucking sheep.
What? Right.
Oh, I forgot that was on there, man.
Shit.
It'd be funny if you just found like old VHS with like the vertical hold off. It's like an old episode of Matlock. Then him robbing someone.
Just like, right. Hey man, I got evidence, dude. I got evidence, man. That lady cut me off.
I did not cause this accident. Oh, the jewelry store?
Sir, I got good news and bad news. We reviewed your video. Okay, what do you want to hear first? Let's hear the good news. The good news is you're correct. The lady did cut you off. And you won't be you won't receive a citation for that infraction. However, here's the bad news. We found out you stole from the local fucking beauty supply store.
Yeah, you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't you just plug the whatever? What is it, like a thing that you plug into your computer? The little chip, you know, the key, the...
This is what I'm saying. Probably, thumb drive, no, you know.
You just delete that part.
He probably didn't even think about it. He was just like, I will get away with this accident.
Let me tell you, this is a true story. I was at a comedy festival, and I won't mention which one, but the person who runs a comedy festival, he goes, you got to see this video. And I watched the video, and on the video, whoever's filming, it was a shitty video because the comic's boyfriend or girlfriend was holding it.
Right.
and it was shaky and it was horrible. And even if the poor kid was good, you couldn't tell. But then you're hearing the person who's holding the camera talking, and they're basically saying, he ain't ever going to make it. He thinks he's funny.
That joke is terrible. Wow.
I can't believe he still says that shit. I
can't believe I'm holding this phone. So why would you send that submission in?
It's like he obviously didn't. He, like somebody said, it's a good one. Like he did. Like it's not like you can. It's not like you can hear it clearly. Like if you got to listen to it.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Probably
it's like he just. You know he.
Volume.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is people are just super dumb.
That or just
like they're barely even alive.
Like,
some people.
It's like it's almost. I don't know if it's just. Well, the definition of dumb is interesting, right? But. It's almost like people are not really looking over things before they jump. You know what I mean? It's like they're making decisions because of whatever reasons. I don't know what the fuel is. I don't know what it is or what's maybe everybody's so nervous about falling behind. You know, our society's all about you can't fall behind.
Based on
you got to be on Facebook. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to have a fucking social media. You got to tell everybody what you're doing. Everybody's on this thing. Like, hey, man, you know. This is a big race, and we all got to get to the fucking top because the people on the bottom are taking, you know, getting shit on.
Like that comic's like, "Hey, honey, can you film this for me? Well, I had a great set. Send it in." Like he did. He wasn't like, "Well, I wonder how it came out."
Well, that's probably the only video he's ever had.
Right.
I had a comic one time. God bless this kid for his perseverance. I told him I need to perform at a show. I need to see a video. He sends me a video of him doing it like in front of a fucking blind in his house.
All right. Well, you know, that's something.
You know what I mean?
Rupert Pupkin there.
Yeah.
You know that reference?
I was taken by it. I ran into the kid actually not too long ago, and funny. I said, dude, that was great. I was impressed just with that. I mean,
that's
your material sucked, but.
It's something, though.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the person that, you know, will go places because of the drive.
Right.
You know? And there's people out there that aren't very good, but they got drive. And listen, it's only a matter of time, you know, and that's the way it works. There's people out there that are talented and have no fucking drive.
I imagine this guy, all his stuffed animals are set up in front of little fake tables, little cocktails, he's performing. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's performing to Barbie dolls.
Right. Canned laughter, applause.
Wait, well, I did so a, great. I'm doing an audition tape.
Totally.
For one of the talk shows. I won't mention it yet. I'm not jinxing it, but I'm sending in an audition tape. And
okay.
I filmed it. I took the first 5 minutes of my set at the Improv the other night.
Which you had a great set, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. And it was like, I tried to stay clean. All right,
yeah,
so the first 5 minutes. And you know, believe me, I listened to that tape fucking 10, 15 times.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I can hear Chris laughing in the background and shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because he was sitting right by the camera. But...
And then he was like, that motherfucker will never make it.
Ain't funny. His white crack ass. Yeah. Anyway, hey, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show today. It's fun, man. We had a nice opening of the show. We talked about a lot of inside baseball. Right? I mean, it was pretty cool, right? We weren't like disrespectful. We held, you know, we were professional about the whole thing, I think. Sorry, everybody on Facebook Live, by the way.
You've been warned.
What's up, Andrew?
There's a red line.
What's up, Christy? Carl Walters, my friend. How are you, sir? And Mark Piccaroni. I'm not going to be falling down like Michael Douglas in the movie. Start fucking flipping out and killing people.
Great.
Yeah, that's not good. Any rate, that's all I have time. Tomorrow in the studio, by the way, excited about tomorrow because Peter Leonard will be here. That's why I'm excited.
You're super, super excited about Peter.
No, one of our former co-hosts is going to return tomorrow.
Who's that?
Oh, no.
Minda.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Minda will be here tomorrow and Peter Leonard, so that'll be a fun day. Join us tomorrow around 4:30. Ciro?
Don't forget, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 19th hole. We're doing a super duper comedy contest, Battle Royale. First place, $100. Second place, get something. Third place, we slap you. That's how it works.
Nice. Third prize is
your
fire.
It's Cinco de Mayo, 8 o'clock.
Nice. Ethan?
I got a show the 21st, this Wednesday, April 21st, 8 o'clock at 33rd Street Wine Bar. Frank Del Pizzo is headlining.
Frank.
Super funny Florida comic. If you haven't seen him, he's driving over from Naples.
Him and Mike Charette crushed it, our Island Grill show in April.
Yeah, great show.
Awesome show.
Wednesday, the 21st.
There you go, guys. This weekend, I'm going to be at the Comedy Zone in Vero Beach at the Riverside Theater. On Friday and Saturday, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, something like that. Go to Comedy Zone, Vero Beach, Riverside Theater for tickets. It's not sold out yet. I'm opening for John Carvey, a very funny comic. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And other than that, I will be back here tomorrow at the same spot. Follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow us on join our fan page on Facebook at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And of course, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Anybody else get your shit in? All right, that's it.
See you next time.
Go home now. We're done. All right.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.
Turn it off.
It's over.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.